Thank you, Mr. President. We wish to start by joining previous speakers in commending the presidents for the effort in putting together the draft action plan. We think the text has improved a great deal since the first preparatory meeting. We also welcome the innovation in regards to the indicators, despite the complexity of such exercise, as reflected in the comments we have just had. Specifically, we think that when it comes to the introduction, the last paragraph, which is paragraph 4 in the text that we have received this morning, we think that the aim of the action plan should be spelled out clearly. And beyond that, we also have the view that the sustainability of the progress towards the achievement of the 2025 goal of money free world should also be made clearly. On the guiding principle, which is the para number 6 in the text that was distributed this morning, we think that we should not limit ourselves to identifying best practice, but also we should indicate challenges that we faced as we did implement the Maputo Action Plan. And of course, the obligations that I indicate in the bullets should also be open in terms of that they are not exhaustive, not meaning that we should expand them, but just to indicate that not limited to. We thank you.